Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. This is Season 7, Episode 32. If you're keeping track at home, you're a weirdo, and it's number 307. My name is Britt.
My name is Craig.
And Craig, every time we say, it's the off-season, it's going to happen for a week or two.
True.
It happens.
Every year.
Harrison Butker is an asshole. Aaron Rodgers said, hold my beer, I'm still a bigger asshole. The schedule came out. There's madness everywhere. But first, let's start where we always start. What are you drinking tonight?
So tonight, I have a new beer I've never had before. This is from the Bronx Brewery. It's called Smile My Guy Happy Hoppy IPA. And the can is a yellow can with a smiley face on it. So I'm going to pour it. I didn't open it yet. So I'm going to open it.
All right, good. I've had stuff from Bronx Brewery. That name does not sound familiar to me. So this is a new one to me as well. While he's pouring, I am going to open An Awkward Hug by Kent Falls.
Very nice.
An old classic on this this podcast. I found it last week and I saved one specifically for our podcast. So
nice.
Let's see what you think of this Brewery beer.
So it's light. Like I can it's not murky at all. I mean, you can't see through it, but I can see the reflection of my hand. Finger behind it, kind of.
And you said that. And you said the style is what? As a hoppy ale?
It's hoppy IPA is what it's called.
Aren't all IPAs hoppy? Like in general?
I mean, some are more or less, but there's no like description of what's in it. So let's see.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's see what he thinks.
So up front, it's like someone knocked on your door and yelled, "I have hops," and then ran away very quickly.
Ooh.
And then it's not dry at all. It's almost like a lighter taste that's very kind of refreshing. So it's pretty good.
So I looked it up online. It's a hop blend, Ariana, Cascade, Centennial, Comet, and Mandarinia Bavaria hops.
Oh, wow. That's a mix.
That's a blend right there, kids. Two different types of grain. Very interesting. And yeah, I can see why you bought this, because now that I see a picture of it, the can art is very much something that would grab your attention, the bright yellow.
Yep.
You know. All right. So let's start. Let's just dive right in. Do of that. God, you take a couple weeks off and you forget how to talk. let's do that thing that we do. You know, burning hot takes.
There we go.
I've had a week at work. My brain, but detector no working.
It happens.
At this point. So, yeah. So, would you like to give or receive?
I will give. And we'll just use the last thing that Sean sent us in our group chat, because I think it's kind of funny.
Sure.
Even Sean thinks it's funny, so we can talk about this.
Sean laughs so he doesn't have to cry.
That's true. Nick Wright believes Caleb Williams will lead the Bears to the Super Bowl in his rookie season. Thoughts?
Whatever little piece of my brain was still functioning just stood up and went, I'm a head out. Stranger things have happened.
True.
But no.
Okay, I mean, and let's look at the Bears schedule, because the schedule came out, which I know we're going to talk about, but let's look at the Bears schedule here. We're going to skip preseason because that doesn't matter unless someone gets hurt. Okay, here we go. You tell me their win-loss, and I'll try to keep track of it. Okay.
Okay.
They are home game. They're playing the Titans.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and give them a win, but that could go either way.
They are at the Houston Texans.
Loss.
Okay. Scroll down. Thank you, ads. They are at the Colts.
Loss.
They are at home versus the Rams.
Loss.
They are at home versus the Panthers.
Win.
Okay. They are at home versus the Jaguars.
Jags aren't good on the road unless they're in London, so I'm going to say win.
Okay. And scroll. Bye week. They are at the Commanders.
Win.
They are at the Cardinals.
Win.
New England at home.
Win, but...
Week 11, they play Green Bay at home.
Loss.
They play...
The ghost of Aaron Rodgers owns them.
that's true. They are at home versus the Vikings.
Oh, I don't know what to make of the Vikings, but I've given them two tiebreakers already, so I'm going to say loss.
All right. Week 13, they are at Detroit.
Loss.
Week 14, they are at the 49ers.
Loss.
All right. Week 15, they are at the Vikings.
I'll say loss. They split with the Vikings.
Okay. Week 16, they are playing the Lions at home.
Loss.
Week 17, they are playing the Seahawks at home.
I'll say wins. That's 7-9. That is not getting you into the playoffs.
And then lastly, they are playing the Packers away.
Loss. So that's 7-10.
Yep.
And I think that's optimistic. I think if you asked Sean right now, would you take a 7-win season right now, he'd be thrilled.
He would be.
Thrilled.
I think if it's a 500 season, he'd be thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I followed the Bengals for a long time, and they were bad. So mm-hmm. I get the optimism when you get a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. I was scared when Joe Burrow was a rookie, and then look what happened. He got hurt, missed the whole season. So his first year as a Bear, with the Bears being the Bears, I just don't see it really.
Yeah,
at all.
I agree. The weapons still aren't there in my book. So, all right. So mine, we're going to go outside of football because we're going to talk about Harrison Butker in a minute. And we need to talk about something lighter first. There's a website in the UK that does a sexiest man poll.
Okay.
Every year. It's a website called Illicit Encounters.
Okay.
And it caters to married women looking to have an affair.
Okay.
They ask them to rank a bunch of different UK and Ireland celebrities.
Okay.
On a scale of sexiness, and then they put out their rankings. The top of your head, if you had to guess with no other information, who would you say is a strong contender for the sexiest man in the United Kingdom?
Oh, Lord.
Top of your head. The first British guy that you don't think is hideous.
What's his name? The Cumberbatch dude. Actor.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Who I think is Scottish, technically, but that's not a bad choice. The winner this year was Jeremy Clarkson.
Don't know who that is.
He was the guy who got fired from Top Gear for punching a producer.
Oh, I always forget his name. Yes, I know who that is now.
The heavyset gray hair guy.
Yep.
He was voted the sexiest man in the UK. Now, before we get to who finished behind him, this is his second straight year winning it.
Is this fixed?
It must be, because second place was Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston from, no, not Tom Hiddleston. Tom Holland, sorry. Tom Holland from the Spider-Man films in the MCU.
Okay.
Third place was Prince William of the royal family. And fourth place was some random football guy.
Huh. All right.
My question for you is, Craig, what the actual fuck?
I don't know. I'm not a married woman. Maybe they just really like average looking guys, maybe. Maybe that's it.
One person on Twitter responded to the top three by saying, are there only three living men in the United Kingdom? I was just like, my first one was Hiddleston, the guy who played Loki in the MCU. He's a handsome devil.
Yeah, literally.
It's bum bum.
See?
Other people on this list, Prince Harry, Ryan Reynolds, and take a moment for Piers Morgan. Yeah, Ryan.
He's Canadian.
He owns a football team. But he owns a football team, so he lives over there part of the year. Right.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay.
Piers Morgan dropped from 17th to 40th. So a moment of silence for Piers Morgan, because apparently being a douchebag is not sexy. So.
Wow. Okay. Right. There's your random fact of the day. I did not know.
There it is. All right. So that leads us into our next segment, for which I have promised Craig I will not rant for more than 10 minutes. So the clock starts now.
Hey, your name's on the door, man. Go ahead.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you know by now that the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, Harrison Butker, did a appearance at Benedictine College over the past weekend, where he gave a commencement speech in which he outlined a lot of his core beliefs. Mm-hmm. His core beliefs included his wife's life didn't begin until they were married and had kids. Women in the world have been lied to by the media, telling them they can have a career and should have a career. And Pride Month is a sinful event.
Hmm.
Aside from it sounding like something out of The Handmaid's Tale, the defenders, of which surprisingly there are a lot of weird conservatives, shocking that a lot of political conservatives are standing up to defend him, people are pointing out that he has a right to express his Catholic beliefs.
Sure.
Which leads me into why Craig and I are qualified to talk about this, beyond the fact that we do this football thing, you know, for 7 years now.
God damn, really? I need a drink.
And I both grew up in Catholic families.
Mm-hmm.
We both attended Catholic grade schools.
Mm-hmm.
He attended a Catholic high school. I attended a high school run by Jesuit priests. So essentially, a Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Craig did a 4-year stint at a Catholic university.
Yeah, I did.
His entire education has been within the framework of the Catholic Church. The majority of my education has been within the framework of the Catholic Church. Our upbringing is strongly Catholic. That being said, I do believe that makes us eligible to comment when people say he has a right to espouse Catholic beliefs. I'm just going to start by saying, no, it's not fucking Catholic. I know I could name for you 20 priests that I have regular contact with over the last 20 years of my life, some of which I still speak to from time to time. That would tell you, no, half of what he said is not in our belief system. Oh, in vitro fertilization, he went after that, which the Catholic Church does oppose, but that's only because they want men getting laid. Let's be honest. Yeah, This was offensive. And I took to Twitter and I said, I'm a Chiefs fan and I'm offended. This isn't faith. This is misogyny. And it can't be allowed to persist. Now, we're not on Twitter. This is for my streaming account. I put up a post like once or twice a week just so people know I'm still there. I get 3 or 4 likes usually. I get 10 to 15 engagements. By last night, I had over 4,100 people read this tweet.
Ah, nice.
I had somewhere in the realm of 100 likes.
Okay.
And I had 50 trolls coming after me in the comments to the point where I had to shut off the comments because I couldn't keep up with telling them all to fuck off. And to be fair, I didn't actually tell anyone to fuck off. I told them, you know, nope, you're wrong about it. He has a right to express his Catholic values. He sure does. Let me know when he actually says one. Beta males have to say shit like this. Alpha males don't have to tell me they're an alpha male.
True.
That's the biggest thing for me on social media, by the way. And this, I know this is all still counting towards my time. Like at some point, Craig's going to take out a hammer like we're in Congress and start hammering. The concept that people have to call themselves an alpha male or post that they're working out or post that their physique is that of a Greek god in order to let the people know I'm important is stupid. Hardcore stupid. The first thing that tells me you are not a secure and strong person, not even a male or a female, a secure, strong person, is standing up and saying in your bio, secure male. Nothing says to me you are lost like that. So all these guys, one guy had a Trump avatar of him dressed like a warrior angel. I was like, I'm not even responding to you. You're blocked. One lady posted and her profile picture was her smiling in a MAGA hat. I just immediately responded, the hat is cutting off the circulation, and then blocked her. This is stupid, folks. And honestly, it is the longer the Chiefs go quiet about this, the more I'm starting to reconsider 30 years of affiliation. Oh, you're going to give up on your team? You're such a quitter. That's beta male talk, bitch. I believe what I believe in, and I believe very strongly in... I don't practice my Catholic faith, but I believe strongly in it being applied properly. I don't believe in people changing it to fit their whims, and that's what Butker did here. There is nothing in the Catholic faith that says women's lives start at childbirth. There is nothing in the Catholic faith that says if you can't conceive naturally, in vitro fertilization is inherently evil. They actually encourage it where it's necessary. They just don't want it necessary until you've tried other things, okay? They don't scream about Pride Month. They encourage folks who are gay to not be gay because they consider that a sin. Okay, But the Pope himself has come out and said Pride Month is not inherently evil. So what Harrison Butker did is not about religion. It's about control and misogyny, and he can fuck all the way off to Mars and back. And when he gets back, I'm going to ask him how he's doing before I punt him in his balls and send him to Jupiter. Craig, what is your take on all of this? I yield the floor. I have about 3 minutes remaining. I yield my 3 minutes.
I agree. It's excuse me. It's stupid. I think he clearly knew what he was saying and the reaction it would get. And if you've been reading reports of from legitimate sources, it seems like people on the Chiefs, like the players, not necessarily the coaches, but the players, like, don't really engage with him outside of practice or games.
No one hangs with this dude.
You know, and they only really talk to him when they, you know, when they have to.
Yes.
So it's just dumb. And really, I'd want to know what his mom thinks, who has a master's in medical physics.
Oh, I'm sure she is so proud of her son for living his faith. His faith is not Catholicism. I don't know what faith it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And, like, actually, I was talking to Britt about this before we started recording. A really cool fun fact that the whole the in vitro fertilization science was actually the base science it is based off of came from experiments funded by the Catholic Church and the Pope in the 50s. So yeah, that's ironic. And yeah, you know what? Yeah. I've known people who, and like Britt, I don't practice anymore for my own reasons.
Yeah, but that's your personal business.
But no, in my time in the history of, that was, literally started when I was 5 till when I graduated, mm-hmm. when I was, 21, right?
Yeah.
None of that ever really came up, ever, in various classes. And I went to school with nuns who were extremely scary, holding rulers. It was not good. If you, like, I've been hit in the hand with rulers. It's not good. And I was left-handed, so that's a whole other thing. So, but in the course of that time, that none of that ever came up. Ever.
Three of the 4 years I took theology in, because again, went to a Jesuit school, you took 4 years of theology. 3 of the 4 years were taught by Catholic priests. Jesuit Catholic priests. Never did any of them sit there and say to me, "In virtual fertilization is bad. Okay, don't go get and pray. When you marry your wife, make sure she quits her job so she can focus on her vocation of being a wife and mother." Okay, that didn't happen, guys. Yeah. Wherever he's getting this is not mainstream ideology. It is Harrison Butker's fantasy land, and the defense that he is doing God's will is self-serving bullshit. Perpetrated by guys who need an excuse to be assholes.
Yeah, and you know, if that's a thought, his ideas that he wants to have, I don't care. Whatever. But I think the platform he used was completely inappropriate.
bad. And I agree with your observation that this was timed. It was intentional. If Harrison Butker is cut before June 1st, and let's be realistic, the Chiefs are not cutting him for this. The fact that they have been like, "To just see our schedule, it's awesome." The first tweet they put out outside of the schedule release on their channel was, "Tickets are now on sale."
What's I going to say?
At this point, there's no way they're going to come out and go, after much reflection and reading, they're not doing it, guys. They're going to, the owner's wife has already come out and said, "Yeah, I think he's living his faith." She's a moron too. It's amazing how all these women who are proud to live their faith are married to men that make them so comfortable they never have to lift a finger. Because you know what? If Harrison Butker wants to come over here and marry me, first off, I never would. Not because if like Chris Jones or Marquise Brown wanted to hook up with me, we'd have a conversation. But if they're going to make me comfortable, well, Craig tries, don't choke.
I'm good.
If they're going to make me comfortable, then of course I'm going to say whatever they want me to say. Melania Trump is not there because she loves Donald dearly. It's because she has her own wing in a country club and her own penthouse in New York.
Yeah. And I think technically she has more money than him now.
Do you really believe that when he became president, she didn't move to Washington for the first 6 months because she didn't want to pull her kid out of school? do you really believe that? I don't. She was like, this is great. It's just like being single again. Oh, no, I'll be there as soon as I can. Guys, it's... And if they do cut Harrison Butker, which they won't, they take a $4 million dead money hit on the cap.
Yep.
$4 million. That's more than his base salary this year.
Is it?
Yes, his base salary is 3.9.
Oh, okay.
But he has a ton of incentives. Every time he appears in a game, he gets 100 grand. Not every time, but every game he has appearance. So that's a $1.7 million bonus right there if he plays all 17 games. You know, so, all right, listen, you can go ahead and go on Twitter and scream at me. It ain't going to change nothing. Harrison Butker did a stupid thing, and he deserves to be held accountable for it. And I hope to God the Chiefs have the common sense to stand up and say, this is a bad idea, before it costs them all the Swifties they earned last year. Because if you haven't seen that too, the league outright admitted that the schedule was based partly around Taylor Swift's availability. They yes. outright admitted that they considered her work schedule because they want her as many games as possible. The league is utilizing Taylor's popularity and begging Travis Kelce not to break up with her.
They're like, don't do anything stupid for another year.
Yeah, listen, we're going to assign you a handler. If you're not in her eyesight, you're in ours. You don't dance with women at clubs. You don't go to clubs.
Without her.
You're
drinking non-alcoholic beer.
You finish every game and you go to church with Harrison Butker afterwards. Because it's the only place you're safe because no one's going to touch you there either.
Oh, man.
All right, moving on. The big thing this week was the release of the schedule. And yep. CBS did a deep dive on it. And they outlined a bunch of interesting outliers. And I just like to go down the outliers and see what you think. Some of these you just be like, eh.
Okay.
But the first one is the Kansas City Chiefs, for the first time in 97 years, the Kansas City Chiefs will play on 6 different days of the week.
6?
Because they have a game on Wednesday for Christmas.
Oh, Lord.
They are playing a game every day of the week except Wednesday. They get a Black Friday game. They get the Christmas game. They get, obviously, there's Thursday night games. There's apparently Saturday games probably late in the season. And, of course, Sunday, Monday. The last time a team in the NFL played in on 6 different days of the week was 1927. And the name of that team was the New York Yankees.
Wow.
How old is this? They actually stole the name of the existing team. Maybe they thought people wouldn't know the difference. You want to go to a Yankee game? Sure, I want to go to a Yankee game. What are you, crazy? Wait, this isn't the Yankees. So in almost 100 years, the Chiefs play on 6 different days of the week. I just think that's weird.
That is weird. And that's... That's all based on Taylor Swift's schedule now.
Yes! This is not coincidence! Guys!
We're gonna have to look up her tour dates.
Somebody did. She has the eligibility. She has 14 Chief games where she does not have a conflict. 14 of their 17 games she is available to attend. Somebody already did that for us. I don't remember what days are different. 14 of the 17 days. Quirk number 2, the Cowboys and Giants will be the first time NFC East rivals have only faced each other on a Thursday. In 98, it's happened 2 times over the last 98 years. It happened to the Packers and Lions last year as they played 2 Thursday games. And then before that, you have to go all the way back to 1926 when the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Cardinals, yes, there were 2 teams in Chicago at one point, played each other on Thursday nights. So that's
weird.
Twice this year, the Giants and Cowboys are going to have a short week against each other. Who does that favor for you? Presuming health across the board. I think that favors the Giants.
I think it does. Yeah, I think it does.
The Cowboys are all scheme. The Giants are just like, punch us in the nose and see if we can take it.
Yeah, I feel like the Cowboys are going to overthink it too much.
They fake the fake. They pretend to fake.
You know, and now that Zeke's a Cowboy again, who knows if he'll be able to play in that short amount of time.
Yeah. CBS has scored a major NFC East showdown for the first time in decades, because I didn't know this either, But in 2022, they did away with the networks covering specific conferences. And Cowboys-Eagles in Week 10 will be televised by CBS, which is a big deal.
Huh.
First time since 1993 that a major NFC East showdown will be on CBS. So that's interesting. But, all right, here's a good one. Both the Bears and Steelers do not play a team from their own division until Week 11.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was looking at when we were going over the Bears schedule. Like, they're all the division games are at the end, which is kind of interesting because
six,
that's...
Right?
Yeah, I feel it because that's a big deal.
That's six division games in the last 8 weeks.
That's kind of crazy.
That's nuts. And the Steelers are doing it too. The Jets are going into primetime six times this year in the first 11 weeks.
Yep, because they're assuming Aaron Rodgers will not be hurt by week two.
But will possibly be hurt by week 12.
It's possible he's hurt by the second quarter of the first game.
And that's not counting the week five game in London, which means they're going to have seven standalone games that are going to be broadcast. So that's a whole nother thing. This one is crucial, and I'm going to tell you right now. For the second straight season, the Jaguars will be heading to London for back-to-back games. Hmm. Last year, they played back-to-back games in London. And pull the tape. I don't remember what week it is, so I can't. I told you all to... The Jaguars were underdogs in that second game. I think it was the Bills. They played the Bills.
Yeah, that's maybe. Sounds right.
But it was a game they were going to lose. And they won that game. And I said, listen, only one team's traveling this week. Jacksonville's had a week to settle in. They are very comfortable in the time zone now. The other team is flying over 2 or 3 days beforehand and still adjusting. So this year, whoever they're playing, they play the Patriots in week 7. My month is week 6 against the Bears. The Bears are going to London. Oh, Jesus. And week 7, they have to play the Patriots. Absolutely put your money on Jacksonville to win that game against the Pats.
Yeah, it's especially in London.
Right. The Christmas doubleheader this year is the next item that's interesting. It's Chiefs at Steelers and Ravens at Texans. It's the first time since 1936 the NFL will hold two games on a Wednesday. Craig, my question for you, which game is more interesting on paper right now in May? Would you rather watch Chiefs at Steelers or Ravens at Texans?
For me, being a Bengals fan, that's rough because they're both important games.
Right. You want the Ravens and Steelers to lose.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so me in May, what game I think will be more important, interesting.
Which one are you more likely to sit down and watch if you can only watch one? Because it's fucking Christmas. You got to spend some time with your
family.
That's
true. I'm going to go...
I think it's Ravens-Texans.
That's what I was leaning towards. I think it's going to be the Ravens-Texans. That game will be...
The over-under in that game's got to be like 65.
And when the season starts? Yeah.
Like right now, that over-under's got to be 65. It's going to be scoring. Your final score is 42-37.
Wait, can we bet on it already?
Not surprising, at least. Probably. I'll take the over if it's anything under 60. Netflix, the two Christmas games that we held on Netflix. Jesus Christ, can we stop finding paywalls to put our games behind?
No, it's a thing now.
But the NFL's making a shit ton of money. That's right. The NFL, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, now I was going to say, the other day, like a week or two ago, there was literally no way for me to watch the Yankee game. And they were home.
It's got to be broadcast somewhere.
No. It was only like on, it wasn't even on Amazon Prime or Apple TV.
Really?
It was on, I think Fubo Sports, which you had to like sign up for. I'm like, what the hell is this? It's so aggravating. Remember when streaming was going to save us?
Yes. Ugh. Streaming was going to save us. It has not cashed in. I'm just going to say it right now. Streaming has, unless you're watching my stream, Howard Moon BG, I'm usually on Saturdays. Streaming has not saved us. Just hasn't.
At all. All
right. So fuck Netflix. We're moving on. This is interesting. The Eagles will play four of its final five games at home. Only one game on the road in their last five, which says to me, and I don't have the Eagles schedule right in front of me, but unless it's like epic opponents, that bodes really well for their playoff push. Like really well.
Interesting.
Yeah. The only road game is the Commanders.
Really?
Which, they're not even going to take a plane.
Who are they playing?
I don't know, but it's just the only road game is the Commanders. It doesn't show me the schedule.
Huh. That's interesting.
The Chicago Bears will start with three. They'll start their season with three straight games against the AFC South, as Craig listed out, which is the second time that the Bears have played the same division three times in a row. The last time was 1999 when they went 1-2 to start the season against the AFC West.
Poor Bears.
Poor Bears. But there are four teams in the NFL, as I keep flying through this list, that will have to play their first two games on the road this year. And those teams are the Steelers, the Jets, the Rams, and the Raiders. So, Craig, of those four teams, Steelers, Jets, Rams, Raiders, who is most likely to start 0-2? Because they're all starting on the road. Steelers, Jets, Rams, Raiders. Who starts 0-2?
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
It's so easy to go with the Raiders, isn't it?
The Jets were my second pick, but I just think the Raiders are in more question, have more question marks than the Jets.
Right, the Raiders have had zero success. Zero success in the last decade. How can you? I want to say the Steelers because it's I'm a well-known Steelers hater, and I think this is going to be a down year for them, but I also said that last year, and they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the Raiders is the easy answer. Now, the other end of the schedule shows five teams that have to end with two straight road games. Which of these five teams is most affected? So, like, I'm thinking, like, playoff positioning or getting into the playoffs. Which of these five teams is most affected with ending with two straight road games? The Panthers, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Dolphins, or the Seahawks? I'm going to take the Panthers out because we don't think the Panthers are contend for anything, right?
Yeah, no, no.
The Panthers are in a show-me state. I need to see something from you before I give a shit about you.
So, and this is Chiefs, road games at the end of the year.
Yes. So the Chiefs, Chargers, Dolphins, and Seahawks all end with two games on the road. Which one is most likely to be affected by that? I'll go first on this one. To me, it's the Dolphins.
You know, I was going to say
that everybody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the same thing because the Dolphins traveling at the end of the year. So that's not the good end of December. Especially if they're going to play outside. Nah, I mean.
And the Dolphins started off so hot last year and then cooled off.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if they have to win one of their last two games to make the playoffs and they're both road games?
Yeah. Let's see. Ooh, they're so December 29th, which is week 17, they're playing the Browns. And then week 18, they're playing the Jets, but both in the winter and both outside.
Yeah. The Jets are a complete. The Jets are. So this season, I'm doing Batman comparisons.
Okay.
The Jets this year, to me, are the Two-Face of the NFL. Flip a coin and let's see what you get.
Yeah. I mean, their defense is still going to be good. Their offense is the who knows what the hell is going to happen.
Their coaching staff is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
There are reports that they tried to replace Nathaniel Hackett, but weren't going to fire him until they had the replacement in play. Like, supposedly, they talked to, like, eight different teams about interviewing different personnel, and every team was like, no.
Yeah.
Because if they could find somebody to replace Hackett, they were going to.
I mean, I think also, too, they weren't going to replace Hackett if Rodgers was going to come back.
Well, that was the whole thing. They didn't want it getting. That's why it's coming out now. It's coming out 6 months after the fact. It's because they didn't want to piss off Aaron Rodgers.
Listen. You know, it's with the Jets. If you follow baseball and you look at the Orioles this year, the Orioles, surprising to everyone, after their owner died, who was 96, the Orioles are one of the best teams in baseball out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. They're good. They're very good. And I think the Jets are going to be the NFL version of the Orioles because the Jets.
I disagree.
The Jets, like, they were so tied to Aaron Rodgers and to Zach Wilson. They couldn't let either one of them go, and they completely fucked their team over. So
I disagree. I disagree because the team that's going to be most like what the Orioles did is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. They are going to win 34 straight regular season games and two Super Bowls immediately following the death of Jerry Jones.
All right. Yeah, I could see that too.
And then someone's going to paint like a mural of Jerry Jones looking down on them from heaven. Like that's the Jerry Jones karma at this point. That's the Jerry Jones karma. When people start out great, I'm going to divert for a second here. When people start out great in their careers and it goes like sadly downhill, I always think to myself, this is the part of the contract with Satan where you have to start paying back.
And
the one I think about, Jerry Jones might be an example of this. The one I think about most often is J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, because she has become very, very conservative on social media to the point where a lot of people are like, what the hell happened to you? And I seriously think 20 years ago, she said, so I get to write 7 books and make millions of pounds, and I just have to hand over something you call, what is this, Twitter, to you in like 2020? That's what her contract reads to me. And Satan was like, yep, are you in or out?
I mean,
like, fuck it, I'm in.
Wasn't she homeless when she wrote that?
She was a single mother that was barely struggling to survive. And now she's one of the 3 or 4 richest people in the United Kingdom. And she's spending her money to make people who feel like people who are transsexual feel bad about themselves. So,
yeah, it's, you know, I don't even know what that is.
I'm just so sick of people who want to tell everybody else how to live their life. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, no. I don't care either.
You want to change sex? That's fine. You want to be backwards and live in the Handmaid's Tale? That's fine. Don't tell other people they have to do that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it. Okay, anyway.
I don't get it.
I'm going to open another beer. You know what? This is a lot.
You know what? You open another beer, and when you come back, I have the next thing you're already here. What are you drinking
time? This is a Fat Orange Cat Baby Kittens. I use my fancy cooler here that's beside my streaming station.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Because
Hold on. Yep. 20-second time out. We're not done with my crazy list
yet. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Really quick. We're going to fly through these last ones. The 49ers have to play against teams coming off a bye 4 times this year.
Ew. Bad for them.
That's a combined extra 22 days of rest. Yeah. I'll be interested to see how that goes.
That's not good for them.
Only one team has no primetime games. You want to guess what that team is? It's obvious.
The Cardinals.
No, a team that's worse than the Cardinals. Give you one more guess.
Because
I want to get to your thing, so I don't want to spend too long with it.
One more.
The worst team in the league. Like, we're like, God damn, how could you get worse?
The Panthers.
The Panthers have no primetime games. They get their mandatory standalone game in week 10 when they have to go to Germany to play the Giants.
Sad. Listen, Panther fans, I've been there. I understand.
And the very last one, and this one I think is actually important.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Lions play 13 of their first 14 games indoors.
That's kind of crazy. Although that's a lot of not real grass to play on too, so a little scary.
You don't got to worry about the win. So when week 16 comes around, because they got a bye in there somewhere too, when week 16 comes around, don't take their kicker in DFS.
No.
Because he's kicking outdoors for only the second time all year.
Let's see who that is. Lions schedule, all right.
I know they play week 9 at the Packers is their one outdoor game in their first 14.
And you said it was week 15, you said?
14? Week 15. So week 16 will be their first, they're only their 16. Second outdoor game ever.
They're playing the Bears December 22nd.
Yeah. Do not take the under in that game, kids. Take the under in that game. Oh, well, the over-under is going to be like 47. Yeah, take the under.
Take the under and don't use the kicker.
The Bears can't score and the Lions can't kick. Take the under. Okay, so those are the weird, quirky things of the schedule. So now what do you got? I'm turning it over to you.
All right, so when we mentioned betting, I checked. And now, real quick aside, even though I know we talk about betting, we enjoy the sports betting. It has been the whole push of sports betting the last 2 years is absolutely bananas now. There's ads for DraftKings during wrestling.
Jeopardy.
Wrestling. Do you realize... I enjoy wrestling, but it is scripted.
I was going to say, we're not betting on wrestling on DraftKings at this point, are we? Because if we are...
I mean, you bet on hot dogs. So, I mean...
Hey, but that's an actual competition. and I won. God damn it. I won money betting on hot dogs.
I just think it's like just absolutely bananas now. And you can bet it's at stadiums. It's just crazy. Anyway, we're going to talk about betting now.
Yeah,
so,
that's nuts.
I opened FanDuel and I said, let me see what the NFL has. And you know what? You can bet on the first week of the NFL. So this is what I will let you pick. And I will place the bet.
All right, yeah, give me.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna go through the whole week, but you're gonna decide: are we betting?
Oh, okay.
Spread money or total? What would you like to bet on? Because we're gonna bet the same for every game. We're gonna make a giant parlay.
Oh wait, we're gonna make a giant parlay with every game?
Yeah, you are gonna pick how you want money, spread money, total.
Oh, let's go money if it's gonna be a massive parlay. Because yeah, no money.
Money?
Money. We're
okay.
Gonna get great odds. If we're gonna put like 10 things or plus in this parlay, then money line's not gonna matter.
All right. So are you ready?
All right.
Okay.
I'm scared now. I'm feeling the pressure.
First game, Ravens at Chiefs.
Oh fuck. What's the line on it?
Money for the Ravens is plus +124. The Chiefs is minus -146.
Wow, the Chiefs lost last year on opening night. It's in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Taylor will be there.
True.
I'll take the Chiefs, but I don't feel good about it. If you feel like they're going the other way, I don't blame you.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, next.
I don't like it already. Can we skip games? Can I pass? And just shorten the parlay?
Fifth, sixth. Hold on, let me just see something here. I mean, if you want to skip, I'll give you, we can skip the Chief game. You want to skip the Chief game?
Let's skip the Chief game. I don't feel good about it
okay.
at all.
All right. Okay, so we got September 6th. So that's a Saturday?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, okay, so Packers-Eagles. Moneyline Packers is plus +104. The Eagles is minus -120.
Don't even care about the numbers, Eagles. Because we're doing Moneyline. I'll ask if I'm concerned, but I think it's going to be Eagles.
Okay,
it's in Philly?
It's in Philly, yep.
Eagles.
Okay, we have the Titans at Bears.
Oh, I said Bears before. I don't even know who's still on the Titans.
Okay, so I'll give you this. I'll give you three games we can skip. So the Chiefs is one game, so you have two skips left.
I'll reserve the right to come back to this one, but I'm going to presumptively use a skip here. Go on.
Okay, next we have the Steelers at the Falcons.
Steelers.
Okay. We have the Jaguars at the Dolphins.
Fuck. Dolphins.
Okay. We have the Patriots at the Bengals.
Bengals.
Okay, we have the Texans.
Can I just put all the money on the Bengals?
We could do that too.
Can we just bet the Bengals 15 times? Is that a parlay?
I don't think they'll let you do that. Okay, we have the Texans at the Colts.
Texans.
Okay. We have the Vikings at the Giants.
Oh, fuck it. Pass.
Okay. We have the Panthers at the Saints.
Saints.
Okay. We have the Cardinals at the Bills.
Bills.
Okay. Raiders at the Chargers.
Chargers.
Okay. Broncos.
Raiders at anyone. Anyone.
Broncos at the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Okay. Cowboys at the Browns.
Cowboys.
Okay. Commanders at the Buccaneers.
Bucks.
Okay. Rams at the Lions.
Lions.
Okay. Jets at the 49ers.
Niners.
Okay. So, are there any games?
Oh, God. Is that good?
There's the Vikings and Giant game and the Bears Titan game that you passed on. Do you want to keep those as your passes? Because that's three games.
Yeah, I keep those as my passes.
Okay.
Are we putting a dollar on this? What are we doing? 10 cents?
We're going to put $2 on it. So $2, that is that's $753 return.
That's what, plus 35,000?
Plus 37,696.
37,000?
Yep.
So if we win, we're going to Sizzler, right?
Yeah, or American Steakhouse.
Yeah, because Sizzler's not a thing anymore. So
no.
All right, Craig, this is good time because we're just about out of time. So let's move on to final thoughts. What do you got for me?
Final thoughts for me is going on our theme. Yeah, really, just don't be a dick. It's really
yeah.
Oh my God, I mean, yeah.
It's so easy to do, and why don't? Oh, it's for the glory of God, really. You really think when you get there, God's going to be like, great job?
Yeah.
Anyway, under the heading of people who are douches, this guy played a douche, but the world lost Dabney Coleman today.
Oh, sad.
If you watched any movies that happened that were filmed between like 1978 and 1985, you probably saw Dabney Coleman in it.
Yeah.
He was the evil boss in 9 to 5. He was in Tootsie. He was in a shit ton of movies and TV. And he passed away today. He is...
He had a distinctive mustache.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Stiller put up a tribute today on Twitter who was like, this guy was the character actor. And it really is true. So my final thought is RIP Dabney Coleman. You were like 90, so I'm not going to say you went too soon, but bless you for all the fun and laughs you brought to us over the years. So if you would like to bring some fun and laughs into our lives, you can reach out to us. The easiest way is to write us an email. We are fignutsdfs@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, if that's even still a thing, at the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. Don't at me on Twitter. I will block you. That's it, Craig. The only thing we haven't done is said hi to Deb.
Hi, Deb.
And we will start, you know, the next, like, 8 weeks are all we have left of the off season.
That's true.
I'm not ready.
It's coming for you. It's coming for you. Hey, you got a vacation in there.
In about 6 weeks, I'm going to send out an email to the group saying it's time to do your rankings. And get the same angry emails in response. Why are we doing it so early? It's only July. Because you can't do it the week before you talk about it, assholes. I have to sit here and actually rank people based off of your shit.
Oh, man. That's right.
And it all starts again.
Mm-hmm. But
we will be back. You know, we're taking a much looser approach to the offseason this year, so we'll be back eventually. Next week, maybe. I won't be next week. Next week's my birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Even next Wednesday. Birthday. Thank you. Yeah, next Wednesday is my birthday, so screw that. Sir Sean can sit in for me if they want to record, but I'm not recording next week. I'm going to be
drunk.
6 beers in, probably. Yeah, I'm probably playing something on Twitch, like completely smashed. So
there you go.
But anyway, thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. We will see you next week or whenever we see you next. Until then, my name is Britt.
I'm Craig.
And we are the Football Fig Nuts Podcast.